listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with what's making news around the border. The usual stunt. That's what the Victorian Duck Hunters Association has labelled the Coalition Against Duck Shootings protest yesterday. The group left dead birds they believed were illegally shot at the state's wetlands on Premier Jacinta Allen's doorstep. Duck Hunters Association spokesperson Danny Ryan wasn't surprised.
They collect birds all year long and then they put them out and display them at the Premier's office. Last year, the birds that they dumped approximately 81 birds. And we know that 49 of those birds weren't shot and showed no evidence of being shot.
The Coalition Against Duck Shootings' Laurie Levy told us yesterday he wants the Premier to ban the practice as soon as possible. $600,000 will go towards bridge upgrades on Boorman East Road near Rutherglen. The Didda Didda Creek Bridge will reportedly see that spruce up after issues with load capacity following a council investigation. Water leaders are continuing to meet today as part of the second day of the Murray-Darling Basin Summit. More than 100 senior figures are listening and sharing their views on current and future management of the basin, particularly around the border. Industry, environment and science are set to be discussed, as well as conversations with First Nations people and community leaders. Making news elsewhere, Wodonga councillor Graham Simpfendorf has paid tribute to the victims of the Bondi Junction incident in Sydney. And QantasLink's daily flights to Brisbane from Albury have been upgraded, 20 more people to be able to board than the usual 74. Checking the latest in sport now, and a week on the sidelines for Albury co-captain Elliot Powell after the reigning Morris medalist accepted a one-match ban. That's for striking Lavington's Charlie Sanson during their clash last week, with the early guilty plea meaning it was just the one-match ban rather than two. The Tigers will take on the Wang Rovers this weekend. And looking elsewhere, he might be returning to WA for work for a few weeks, but Jamie Paul is expected to return to Kiwa Sandy Creek.